您正在收听的是 SBS 广播中文普通话节目，更多节目内容请浏览 sbs.com.au/mandarin 或下载应用程序 SBS Radio App。
懂英语，说好英语，可以帮助您改善在澳大利亚的生活。在 SBS 学英语播客的每一集中，我们都会解释澳大利亚的生活和表达方式。您将在这些趣味解读中提高您的英语水平，了解澳大利亚。准备好了吗？
I can't afford to pay for everyone. Learning English helps me, for example, asking about money, you know?
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
You're out for dinner with friends. The food was delicious and now the bill arrives. Suddenly,You feel a little nervous. Who pays what? How do you ask for money without feeling awkward? I'm Josipa, and you're about to hear a simple, friendly conversation that shows you how you can talk about how to split the bill, chip in, or shout around. Don't worry, by the end of this episode, you'll know all these phrases and more, and you'll be able to use them with confidence.Where was I? Oh yes, at a restaurant with Alan and Claire. And the bill? The bill has just arrived.
The bill looks okay. I'm terrible at maths. Let's split it evenly?
Yeah, let's go halves. It was my mum's birthday and we all chipped in for a present, so I'm a bit short right now. Can I pay my share on payday?
Yeah, sure. I can grab the bill now and you can pay me back.
Great.I'll transfer it as soon as I get paid.
Yeah, no rush though. Do you want another drink? Don't worry, I'll shout this round. You can shout me next time.
Have you ever paid for your friends hoping they'd pay you back and they forgot? That happened to me once and I ended up footing the bill. To foot the bill means to pay for the whole bill, often when you weren't expecting to.From what we heard from Claire, it doesn't look like Alan will have to foot the bill this time, as long as she remembers. But let's start from the beginning. Alan first said,
The bill looks okay. I'm terrible at maths. Let's split it evenly.
To split a bill evenly means to share the total cost equally among everyone. You could also say,
Let's split it down the middle.
And that would mean the same thing. We usually use this phrase when two people are sharing the cost. Claire said,
Yeah, let's go halves.
This is another informal way of saying that each person pays half of the total cost. But let's say you're out with three or more people and want to ask them to share the expense. You could say,
Let's split it four ways.
Or,
shall we each pay the same?
Claire also said,
It was my mum's birthday and we all chipped in for a present, so I'm a bit short right now. Can I pay my share on payday?
Claire is a bit short, meaning she is a little short of money. Are you ever a little short of money until you get paid? This week, Claire is a bit short because sheand the rest of her family chipped in, that is, paid each some money, to get a joint present for her mom. To chip in means contributing a joint expense. It doesn't have to be an equal share. For example, let's say a colleague at work is leaving to go to another job. Her workmates might chip in together to buy her a leaving present.But they won't necessarily all pay the same amount. You can chip in for things that don't involve money too. For example, if you go to a party and you stay behind to help with the cleaning up, you could say,
Everyone chipped in to clean up after the party.
Alan then said,
Yeah, sure. I can grab the bill now and you can pay me back.
Here, grab the bill means to pay the total bill. Alan is saying that he will pay for everything now and Claire can pay her share later. There are a lot of other ways to say the same thing. For example,
let me cover it. You can pay me back afterwards.
Claire then said,
I'll transfer it as soon as I get paid. Do you have PayID?
If you're transferring the money, you're sending it immediately using a bank transfer, PayID, or another digital method. PayID is an Australian payment system which lets you send money using someone's phone number, email, or ABN, that's Australian business number, instead of their bank account number. And if you are asking someone to send you money using PayID, you can say,
you can PayID me your share.
That's a casual phrase, very commonly used among friends. But if you want to sound more professional, you could say,
please use PayID to send your payment.
Alan then said,
yes, no rush though. Do you want another drink? Don't worry, I'll shout this round. You can shout me next time.
Alan offered to shout this round, which means to pay for the next round of drinks. A round here means a drink for anyone in your group who wants one. In this case, only two people. But be careful. There can be a lot of people in a round if you go out with a lot of friends. It looks as though Claire will be paying for drinks next time they meet. And as I said, there are a lot of ways to say both, that you'll pay for everyone and to ask people to pay later. Here's another one.
I'll get this one. You can pay me back later.
As we've seen today, splitting the bill can be done in so many ways. I love all these ways of sharing the cost, just as long as you don't ask me to fork out every time, because my budget just can't handle too much spending. To fork out means to pay for something you don't really want to pay for. It's casual and often used humorously when talking about money. Now, let's hear Alan and Claire once again, and then we will practice.
The bill looks okay. I'm terrible at maths. Let's split it evenly?
Yeah, let's go halvies. It was my mum's birthday and we all chipped in for a present, so I'm a bit short right now. Can I pay my share on payday?
Yeah, sure. I can grab the bill now and you can pay me back.
Great. I'll transfer it as soon as I get paid.
Yeah, no rush though. Do you want another drink? Don't worry, I'll shout this round. You can shout me next time.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to foot the bill?
To foot the bill means paying for everyone, often when you weren't expecting to.
What does it mean to fork out?
To fork out means to pay for something you don't really want to pay for.
Now let's practice speaking. Listen first and then repeat.
Let's split it evenly.
Let's go halves.
Should we each pay the same?
You can PayID me your share.
You can also practice your speaking skills by pressing play on our bonus episode. You can also see all the phrases we used on our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish. Don't forget to check out our social channels where you can chip in with your comments. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa, and thank you for learning English with me today.
Facebook 上关注 SBS 普通话页面。